Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, buddy, it's time now for the Chris Young Show here on your home of the Rangers, 105 through the Fan. It's brought to you by Ty Lock, George, I Care. Segments presented by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214-817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. A lot to talk about with this baseball team. And Rangers hosting the Blue Jays tonight, 6:30 pregame, as CY joins us now here in the Nation. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
Well, we're doing great. A lot to talk about. But first up, how was your trip to Japan, man?
It was a great trip. It was a quick trip. I flew over Saturday and came back yesterday. I flew over Friday and came back yesterday. So not sure which time zone I'm in right now, but nonetheless, happy to be back. But it was a wonderful trip.
Yeah, I can imagine the turnaround with the time zone changes and all that just wreaking havoc. And what do you think of the 22-year-old Roki Sasaki, or how much can you talk about this right now?
Yeah, I really can't. I'll say that it was great getting over there and seeing a game and spending time with our Japanese scouts who do a tremendous job, and very excited about our Japanese and Pac Rim operations. And there's a lot of talent over there, and I enjoyed going over there.
Hey, Chris, I hope this is not too probing of a question, but for players like that, is it more about being seen over there than the evaluation of the prospect, that if they, you know, the post and all that stuff? I was trying to kind of get an idea about that stuff.
The purpose of the trip was not simply a scouting trip.
Right.
There were a lot of different things. It was to spend time with our own scouts.
Sure.
Have meetings with different people connected to Japanese baseball, and really establish a presence in Japan in terms of the Texas Rangers have a good track record of relationships over there. And
right.
I think those have served the organization well, especially when Darvish wanted to come over. And we want to make sure that we continue to develop those relationships and be in a good position for the next crop of Japanese talent that comes out.
Well, I'm glad we don't have to ask you awkward questions about your contract future anymore, Chris. Congrats on that.
I appreciate it, guys. I'm happy that it's behind us. I'm looking forward to the future here and really excited for what we have to build upon. You know, obviously this year has not gone the way we wanted. That said, I'm very confident and extremely motivated to get back to what I believe this team can be, this organization should be, and most importantly, what our fans deserve. So there's a lot of work ahead. I want to see a strong finish here these last couple weeks, and then we'll turn the page on 2024 and regroup and be ready for 2025.
Well, Sue, I do have one uncomfortable question. Is this possibly Nathan Eovaldi's last home start as a member of the Rangers?
Well, certainly that possibility exists, and I can't deny that. He's not under contract for next year. That said, we love the player, and I think we would be very interested in finding a way to get Nate back, but I understand that things happen, and so I don't take for granted that it could be his last start. I hope it's not, but the reality is that he is not under contract for next year. We'll see how that plays out, but I would love to have him back.
We got to chat with Kamar Rocker earlier, and that was awesome. It was great seeing him out there making his debut. I know you were in Japan, but overall, your thoughts on him and DeGrom being back in and what the organization felt about their starts?
Yeah, I did get to see Kamar on Thursday before flying over to Japan on Friday. I had to miss Jacob's start, but I was actually able to watch it on the flight, which was amazing. And so it was just so fun seeing both those guys pitch back-to-back nights. They're both so talented, and especially for Kamar to see his debut, it was really special. The first two guys get on base, he has second and third, no outs, and he navigates it, gets out of it without giving up a run. And, really just he pitched so well, and it was so exciting to see. I think it's great for his future, for the future of the Rangers, and then obviously to follow that up the next night with Jacob DeGrom, who has been the best pitcher in the world at certain times when he's healthy. And Jacob looked like he hadn't skipped a beat. I know he wasn't perfectly satisfied with his performance, but I was so happy for Jacob to be back out there and really what it means to our fans and our 2025 season. So I thought to some degree it was a glimpse of next year. I'm excited for both those players and looking forward to watching their next couple of starts here before the season winds down.
Jack Leiter to the bullpen. I saw Bochy talking about that. Could you just give us the thinking in putting Leiter more in the bullpen perhaps for the rest of the season?
Well, obviously, we'd love to have Jack in the rotation. We have a surplus of starters right now, and so the easiest thing to do was to slide Jack to the pen to piggyback Max as Max came back off the IL. And as it turns out, the two of them split the game, and it was fun seeing both those guys back out there and pitching well. So, really happy with Jack's performance. I thought he pitched great, handled, the change in role very, very well. And ultimately, I think that'll serve him well, too, moving forward, understanding that, he's versatile and capable of doing different things. But, we see Jack as a starting pitcher long term and not something that we want to get used to. But that said, where we are right now, that's what we had to do.
Rangers general manager Chris Young here with you on your home of the champs, 105.3 The Fan. Okay, so we're talking a lot about pitching, and it's really exciting. But with the way the offense went, my question is starting pitching the top priority as you look forward to the winter, or is it getting those 200-plus runs back?
Well, it's both. We're going to need both. And the best teams in baseball right now, they score runs and they pitch. And so we've got to be able to do both. And we need to be probably elite in one of those areas. And I think last year we were very elite offensively. And I think we're capable of doing that. The additions may be internal additions as much as they are from the external additions in terms of improving our offense. And I think I say that meaning getting Josh Young for a full season, getting Evan Carter for a full season, having Adolis Garcia and Jonah Heim bounce back and play like they're capable. And really, if those things happen, then I think we're in a much better position to be a better offensive team. I can't imagine that we would struggle if those guys are performing at their accustomed level, that we would struggle to the degree we have this year. So I think that's a huge part of it. Now, with that, we are always going to look for ways to improve our club any way we can. And adding to our offense will be something that we look into this offseason. So in what form that happens, I can't necessarily predict at this point, but It's our job as a front office to continue to improve and find any way we can to make the club better and give the team a chance to win a championship again next year.
You mentioned the health of a lot of your offensive catalysts there and maybe a dip in production. When you go and evaluate that, how do you judge if that was just player-based dip in production or if it was maybe instruction-based?
Well, I think, you know, it's a tough thing to evaluate, but, you know, ultimately we have to figure out what the root cause was. And I think that sometimes guys just have bad years. And I experienced that as a player. I understand it. Now, what we want to see is that the player is motivated from that bad year and that they understand what went wrong and how we're going to correct it moving forward. And then, you know, collectively, we look at our philosophy and our instruction to make sure that that's in line with what the player needs to set the player up for success. So it's both. And I can't, you know, we can't shift blame to any one spot in terms of the players or the staff. It's collective. We've all failed to some degree this year, and it's our jobs to self-reflect and find solutions and ways we're going to bounce back. And you know, it's up for the players to go work hard and commit to a plan and show up in really good shape and motivated, and I'm confident that's going to happen.
You talk about internal improvement. Might that include the now reigning Texas League Player of the Week? Is it Abby Ortiz hit 524 with four bombs in five games? What can you tell us about the Rough Rider?
Yeah, he's, you know, actually he's, it's great to see him finish strong. He's had a little bit of a down season. I think Double A has been a little bit of an adjustment for him, but he's now at the end of the season and he seems to be figuring it out. You know, he was our minor league player of the year last year, had a tremendous year in Hickory. And, you know, and as with most players, they go to Double A and they see a level of talent they haven't quite seen yet. And there's an adjustment period. And Abby went through that this year, but he's finishing strong. He's very talented. He's got immense power and is a really, really hardworking kid, good guy, always happy and, you know, excited about the progress he's made here at the end of the season and looking forward for him having a good offseason as well.
Thank you so much for your time, sir. Give these Blue Jays hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Thank you, guys. Good chatting with you.
There he goes, Rangers GM Chris Young. Mostly Mondays at 4:20, but he was traveling there.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.